Part 3, The 1929 Crisis. The stock market crash and the start of the Great Depression in 1929 ushered in a difficult time for Quebec farmers. Many had accumulated debt in the prosperous pre-depression period, and when the economy took a downturn, they did not have the liquid assets to pay their debts off. For these farmers, the farm credit system established by the Canadian government in 1929 did little to alleviate their situation, and many were forced to declare bankruptcy. For those able to weather the economic challenges, access to credit enabled them to expand their farms, diversify their production, and upgrade to mechanical equipment. During this time, there was also a shift toward electrifying farms, though this lagged behind the advancements seen in urban areas. A little known fact, by the time Quebec's electricity was nationalized in 1963, it had nearly 50 power distribution co-ops, largely in rural areas. This time marked a new chapter in the future Solio Cooperative Group's history, beginning with Minister Caron's exit from politics in 1929. The ministry was now helmed by a new leader who was eager to see Solio stand on its own two feet and placed a co-op at arm's length from the government. However, the co-op still benefited from government support, including grants for promotional activities and a generous $750,000 loan with a favorable interest rate for an indefinite term. Joseph-Félix Desmarais was appointed as Solio's CEO and served in this role from 1929 to 1943. Desmarais was an entrepreneur with an impressive track record in a number of industries, including the pasta business. One company he bought became so successful, it was eventually sold to Catelli. In just a few years, Solio grew from 116 to 217 employees, with about 40 of them stationed at its mill in Montreal Saint-Henri's neighborhood. Its working conditions improved, and the work week was reduced to 52.5 hours for storage facility workers, 43.5 hours for male office workers, and 38 hours for female workers. Solio dialed back its cheese production just as grains and animal feed saw strong growth. Because Solio's members made up a substantial share of the market, they were able to leverage their collective power to drive down fertilizer prices. Quebec's average price even dipped below Ontario's. This is a clear and compelling example of the benefits of the co-op model. In 1939, Solio handled over 153,000 head of hogs and lambs on the Montreal market, including at its slaughterhouse in Princeville. Solio was also active in poultry, vegetable, and fruit production at this time. An advertising campaign in the United States bore literal fruit for Solio in the form of sales of Gaspésie green peas and Lac Saint-Jean blueberries. The tireless grassroots efforts of priests and agronomists led to the emergence of new co-ops, including one founded in the township of Granby in 1938, now known as Agropure Coopérative. Solio Cooperative Group was made up exclusively of co-ops until 1938, when an arrangement with the Union Catholique des Cultivateurs brought cooperative syndicates into the fold. Much like the relationship between a farmer and a local co-op, the relationship between a co-op and Solio was governed by a membership agreement that covered the procurement of supplies and the sale of dairy products and animals.